Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey, if you're an entrepreneur, you need PR. At least that's what people tell you. I've certainly benefited from PR over the years. But I'm here with my friend Justin Breen. We met in Strategic Coach. Hey, Justin, welcome.
Yeah, what a great honor to be here. Created entire first company. I was a journalist for 20 years, created entire first company based on how PR firms annoyed me for 20 years. So I actually don't know what PR, firms do.
Well, there you go. But that's kind of your specialty though. I mean, you've worked with some of our authors, but maybe not. Tell us what's up.
I'm either spending my time with my family or connecting top visionaries on planet. So not humans, business owners, consultants, just pure visionaries changing the world. And then I was having a conversation today. His name's Robert DeCellis. He's an 8 quick start like you. In the last 10 years, he gave the commencement speech at Kellogg at Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So like that. So I like to give that context because like this isn't just like somebody random. I'm talking like,
right.
Okay. So we were talking about Paul Revere. He was talking about this. He's like, you know about Paul Revere, but do you know about William Dawes? I'm like, I don't know. Who's William Dawes? So he sent me this story that was written by the Harvard Business Review in 2005. And so Paul Revere, most Americans know him. He did the Midnight Ride at the British are coming.
Yep.
You know, and then so people knew. So William Dawes also did a Midnight Ride at the same time. He went a different direction, yelled, "The British are coming, British are coming." But no one mobilized with what he was saying because he didn't have the network. He did not have the network.
Yes.
Paul Revere did. He was, as the article called, an information broker. A person who occupies a key role in a social network by connecting disparate groups of people. So I don't even know what PR firms do, but what I do or what I learned is all I do is connect visionaries to serve humanity. And by doing that, it creates immediate collaborations, connections, possible investment opportunities. And then I was a journalist for 20 years. I never watched the news. I have no idea what's going on in the mainstream world. No idea.
Wow.
Don't even pay attention to it.
Yeah. Listen, you mentioned that article. I don't know who it was, but I'm not even joking. In the last 60 days, I heard that story for the first time ever. What's that?
That's logical. So right mindset attracts right network, creates right opportunities. So that's completely logical that you heard that.
Well, I'll tell you what books I was reading recently.
Just here's the article. I put it in the chat if people.
Okay. I'm going to check that out. So I read 0 to 1 by Peter Thiel. I also read The Almanac of Naval. That dude, I think it might have been in that book. But I also read a lot of Steve DeStante. You know Steve from Coach?
Steve's in our network.
That's right. He mentioned you. Exactly.
He just gave a huge presentation for our group about the communities building.
Yes, the private investor network.
That's a huge it's huge.
I love it. So you run in a lot of the same circles I run in, but you also created your own circle. And Brepic?
Brepic. So you created your own circle. Well, and there's no, so your competition won in StrengthFinders. I'm fourth. My partner for second company, the Brepic Network, he's competition one. He's empathy three. But at the highest level, there is no competition. No competition. Only collaboration. There's no competition.
So maybe StrengthFinders should have invented. Is that one of the strengths? Collaboration? I don't know.
Oh, so here's, no, it's not, but that's a tremendous, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's focus on this.
Okay.
These are the conversations I have all day. I don't talk to business owners. Great. I ignore mainstream media. It's annoying to me. That's lower level consciousness thinking. Okay?
That's right.
Lower level. And that's neither good or bad. It just doesn't. So I was talking. His name's Ryan Jankovic. He partners with Gino Wickman, Rob Dubé, people like that. So he is.
Is he part of that Firefly thing?
That's too much context for me, but maybe. I don't know. So anyway, he is competent. Can I swear on this or no?
I took off the banner, so you can.
Okay. So on Strength Finders, I see the world in numbers and keywords. Like, that's just how I see it. Okay. So on Gallup Clifton Strength Finders, he's competition one, harmony two. And I go, how the hell? What the hell is that? That makes no sense. And I go, can you just explain that to me?
Competition and harmony.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Well, my partner, Mark Bujoir, is competition maximizer empathy. And I'm like, what the hell? So, okay. So he explained it to me. He goes, within the company or network, it's harmonious. And then we create an ecosystem that competes against the world in like healthcare or religion or the law, school. That's what the top visionaries on planet do.
So he's
they compete against the world or the mainstream. They compete against.
So you and I might say, coach terms, he's backstage harmonious, front stage competitive.
That's a good, that's a fascinating thing. So I looked at, let me answer it like this, if it's helpful, because this is purely collaborative. So I look at the Brepik Network Company, which is just connecting people like Steve Destat, like that's what it is. So it's the ultimate backstage for front stage people. It's backstage for visionaries. That's what it is. So it's all visionaries, all the world people, no business owner nonsense. I don't like that stuff. It's lower level of thinking, lower level of consciousness.
Wow. Backstage
for front stage people. That's what it is. And then you get input from other front stage people. And then these people don't compete with anyone except mainstream world. They're trying to better the world. And then people are like, oh, you can't do that. That's a terrible idea. So you're actually helping these people who are yelling and complaining at you during the process, which is very strange, but also that makes sense.
So tell us why, because I saw your trailer when the day you dropped, it was like at the Chicago.
That was before the company even existed.
That was good. I'll never forget it. It looked really cool. So
here's the best part. So my wife's in that. She's in that video. And then that was before she was COO. The reason why the company's doing well is because she's phasing out of pediatrics and she's the COO of the company.
Wow.
That's why.
And you took her to Necker Island.
Yeah,
of course.
Right.
Of course. Now was that with Justin Donald or no?
No, it was a different. I didn't know Justin did that. He does
Justin. Justin has gone to, because Jason said he was going, and I'm like,
I invited Jason.
Okay. I wonder. I was like, I wonder if Justin's going again. Because
I invited Jason. That's literally. But see, that's a perfect. That's logical. Logical sense.
Yeah. So why did you start Brepik when
tired of business owners?
Okay. So you would differentiate yourself from Genius X and Abundance and all these other places because,
Well, one, there's no competition. I'll never leave Strategic Coach, never leave Abundance 360. And then I'll simplify it like this. So like there are two types of geniuses, two types. So one is genius brain. Everyone I talk to is a genius brain. But most of them, many of them do not have a genius heart.
They are
narcissists.
Wow.
Business owners. They talk about collaborating, but they're not.
Interesting.
I know that at a very high level of intuition. Okay. So this is the narcissist. For whatever it's worth, many of them do not have children. When you have children, your brain switches. It's a different.
Gotcha. You got to say, I exist for others.
Yeah. And more importantly, probably more importantly, a higher power. I'm always amazed someone like us doesn't believe in something higher.
Right. Hey man, okay. I believe in the Lord.
If you don't find, I'm surprised. And then, so the genius brains, but they don't have genius heart.
I've never heard that. That's deep. That's really deep.
Well, that's what we, that's what a visionary talks about, not a business. I get annoyed with business owners. Okay. So, and then there's the genius heart, the hippie, kumbaya, small nonprofit. They don't have a genius brain, so that's great, but they're a hippie or nonprofit, you know. So we, I have like a radar for the ones that are both.
Both. That's cool.
You have to have both. By the way, you're both.
Oh, well,
you've learned, you've always had a genius brain. Your genius heart has been further along through the trauma and then aspects, and then being burned by a partner. Like, that's how genius heart.
Well, I appreciate that. Well,
welcome.
And I don't know anybody besides Julia Waller who studies people's numbers as much as you do.
Yeah.
It's got to be a
game. She does it within a company.
She does what?
She does it within a company. She's a 6833 Colby. And then my Colby 8671 is strong and self-reliant. So created a framework, created own company with it.
What does, I mean, you're the one who got me on print. I took my print.
You're 3-8.
I bet you I am. I think that's the word. Yeah. What is it?
That's a succeeding, achieve, strong, and self-reliant.
Yeah, that's it. Can you unpack that for a second? Because why did you tell me last time we chatted to do the print? And then you bet when Justin said something, I did it. Took it.
Thanks.
Yeah. But what is a print and what is a 3-8?
Okay. Thank you. So print is somewhat similar to Enneagram. Most people know what Enneagram is. It's your unconscious motivators. And then not all, certainly, but most of the highest performing entrepreneurs are either 8-3 or 3-8. So 3 is to be strong and self-reliant. 3 is to succeed and achieve. So you're succeed and achieve, strong and self-reliant, and your competition 1 in StrengthFinders, and you're an 8 quick start. So it's like, and you're a pastor, or we're a pastor. So you got, and so, hey, one person. Wow. One person. Okay. And then my wife, did your wife take it?
She is not, but I got to have her take it.
What's her Colby? She a low quick start?
Dude, I don't even know what she is. She's a counselor. I'm in her office right now.
Of course, and so that would make sense.
Now I got to tell her. She likes that stuff, though.
She's a high fact finder. Okay, so usually people like us marry stabilizing humans, kind, loving, high achieving humans. Okay, my wife's a pediatrician, so a teacher, social worker, nurse, pediatrician, human, whatever that. Okay, and then my wife in print / Enneagram is a 2-6. So that's 2 is needed and appreciated. 6 is safe and secure. So that's your wife's probably your wife sounds like a 5-2, because counselor allows her to be needed and appreciated. And then 5 is to be knowledgeable and smart. So I'm guessing she's something like that.
Oh my gosh. So this is one of your, not guess your weight, guess your print.
Well, weight, I don't really care about.
No, I know, like the old carnival stuff, right? Like the
But it's a good. But I mean, once you know the pattern or answer, here's the pattern or answer. And then, how long have you been married?
I've been married. I'm going on 24 years.
24, and your wife's your biggest supporter, fan.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so one of two things happens when people like us marry a stabilizing human like our wives. Only one of two. One, our situation where the spouse is the biggest supporter, fan, evolves with a visionary. That's when it works. My wife is COO company now. I never thought that would happen. I mean, never. Never asked her. It didn't. I never.
Really?
No, I would have never asked her that.
Wow.
Because that would violate her being feeling safe and secure. She needs to feel safe and secure, a 6 print Enneagram before she makes a decision. Okay. So that's when it works. And then what I hear a lot is the stabilizing human is an anchor preventer, resentful, can't evolve with a visionary. And then that ends horribly every time, even if they stay married. And then sometimes a maniac like us, that's a compliment. A maniac marries a maniac. And then one of two things happens. One is something like strategic coach. 2, total disaster. Thelma.
Crash and burn.
Crash and burn.
That's interesting. Explain the other thing where you just said
where the stabilizing human is an anchor preventer.
Say that again. Unpack that.
Will do. Okay.
Yeah.
Five follow through kicked in for Carrie. Okay, great. So the a visionary is not going to stop being a visionary. Like maybe if we were in North Korea, we'd have to stop being that, or we'd be shot, you know,
squad
or Venezuela or something. But like for the most part, we can't stop being like your competition one, you're unconsciously want to succeed and achieve. And be, okay. So the visionary is going this way. So the spouse or partner or whatever, they can either evolve with the visionary. They could be a visionary as well. Usually that doesn't happen, but they can evolve with the visionary, be the biggest supporter fan, evolve with them, which is certainly what happened with our wives or spouses, whatever.
Yeah.
And then again, what I see more often is the spouse does not evolve.
And you said you said anchor resentful. That's anchor, the term.
Yes. A bad anchor keeps the ship from going forward.
Yeah. Interesting.
Pulls them down. And the visionary does not want to be pulled down. They want to pull others up.
Wow. Yeah. See, I thought we were talking about PR, and I'm going to rechange. I'm going to rechange. PR's
for business. Nonsense.
This is this is good marriage stuff here. Okay. So
That's better PR.
That's right. So you've always said you don't seek the PR, you just make the connections.
100%. So like, I know if someone doesn't understand what I'm talking about, they're like, well, how many clicks is this going to lead to? What's the revenue go? I don't know. Do you want to meet the right people or not? Do you want to raise your level of consciousness or not? By the way, that's why I created Own Room, because I was just tired of business owner thinking. It doesn't even though I just said that word, if I even hear or see the word business, I just cross it off literally or in my head, and I just change it to purpose or life every time. Purpose. Or life. Yeah.
Life.
10X business. No. 10X purpose, life.
Wow.
How's your business going? No. How's your purpose? How's your life?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now your kids are kind of unique too. Like you've put them I saw the other day one son throwing a deep pass to the other.
Thank you for seeing that. That was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was amazing. I saw it. I was like, wow, that's a great catch. So yeah, man, I follow what's going on in your life, but tell us about your kids.
Unemployable. the 11-year-old is a 2296 Colby. Competition one in Strengths Explorers. His fastest 5K time is 20 minutes, 38 seconds. Incredible athlete. He'll never have a job. And if he does, he'll get fired or something. I don't know what they're going to do with that.
Wow.
And he has my wife's, like, he's popular, which is weird to me. But like people really like him. So And then, the 9-year-old is a 3297, pure maniac. He's a genius. He's a pure genius. He's like a little version of Earl Nightingale. he is. Like we talk about bending time and IQ. He said the single smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
What did he say?
Yeah. So he, look at segue into that, right? Wouldn't it be funny if you just let that go and we smartest thing I've ever, all I do is talk to people like us. He said when he was 8, so spring of 2023.
Okay.
We were talking, we were at dinner, and then we were talking about bending time and IQ. So Chase said he considers life one long great day. I'm paraphrasing for him, but this is what he said. So yesterday's before you're born, tomorrow's after you die. And then he said there are only two ways to have a great day. One, create more living things. Fundamental purpose of any living thing is to create more living things. So that could be a human child. It could be planting a tree. Steve DeStante plants a lot of trees, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of trees, which is interesting. A foundation, a company.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then two, do what you like to do and what you're good at and keep getting better at it. So I'm like, oh, that's the best version of life. I was on Doug Brackman's show, Dr. Brackman. He wrote Driven. Okay. He's like,
I don't know if I know him. Yeah.
Oh, I'll introduce you to him. He's an 8 quick start, 2 follow through. He wrote the book Driven. He was an intro from Mike Koenig's.
Okay. Steve has told me, because now that you mentioned that book, Steve told me about that book title. So he must.
Driven. Yeah. All right. All right. So I'm doing that intro. Okay. Great. So that's my whole day, just doing that. But So he said on the show, he said that was the best definition of driven he's ever heard. And that's when my son was 8. So I'm like, oh, thanks for saying that. And I would agree with that.
Yeah. I love it.
He also can catch passes.
He can what the fastest?
He can catch passes. He caught the pass from my oldest son in that older son in that game.
Amazing.
He's a good catcher.
Well, and you're an action taker. I mean, just like
activator one, activator.
Okay. Okay. So just like you said to me, go do the print, and I did. You just texted me, Justin, Doug, Carey, intro. And then what I just did is I texted Steve Distante because I interview him later today, and I said, Justin's blowing you up on the podcast.
Wait, you interviewing me and Steve? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. He's a genius. Steve's a great man who, like you, has been burned by people. So he has a very deep heart. It's covered. But once he trusts you, it's beautiful to watch that. Beautiful.
Oh yeah. Well, he just texted back. He said, "What the heck?" Because I just sent him a picture of
that's his gruff exterior.
I just sent a picture. And he said, "What's the context?" I said, "Justin's blowing you up." Now he's all excited.
He needs it right. He needs the context. He's a context fact finder.
That's
probably
so good.
More Asperger's than I am. That's also a compliment.
So talk about that briefly. I know we got about 3 minutes left here, but
that's it. Jeez,
we do. I know these go fast.
Oh, let's talk about PR. That was a joke. There are only 4 types of visionaries. 1, ADD. That's almost everyone I talk to. 2, minor Asperger's. 3, dyslexia, and then 4, astronomically high IQ and or EQ. So you can't be a regular human and be like this.
Wow. Look at that. Okay. So tell us your books. Give us your books.
Okay. Epic Life. I'm very grateful. Dr. Peter Diamandis wrote the foreword for that. That's How to Build Collaborative Global Companies While Putting Your Loved Ones First. So, and that was written before Sarah, my wife, decided to become COO. So she actually read that and took that and literally became part of the collaborative global company while putting family first. I mean, and then the first one, Epic Business, very grateful. Chris Foss wrote the foreword for that. That came out in the heart of COVID. And that's just like how to build a company with zero business background, which I don't have. I don't care about that stuff.
So those two, but now you got more coming. I know you got more coming.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to be called.
Look at that balloons right now. Man. I don't, what the heck? I think I did 2 fingers and it did balloons, man. I don't know. Who knows? I know we did the thumbs up. Come on now.
No, I never look at the screen when I'm talking. I think in screen.
You're in flow, man. You're in flow.
It's the one implementer. The higher implementers need to see movement and stuff. I just kind of listen.
You listen.
Yeah.
All right. So give me what's next for you, because
I don't
know. You're a fascinating individual here.
Oh, well, Earl Nightingale's success is progressive realization of worthy ideal. And then you become what you think about. So all I ever think about is spending time with my family or connecting visionaries to serve humanity. So I don't think about backstage stuff at all. I just like to connect people and then see what happens.
Oh my gosh. People think you're odd?
Humans do, yeah.
Humans do.
No, top visionaries on the planet. I mean, so, well, hey, I'll land the plane here. Okay. Yeah. So I have zero business background, zero. I don't care about any
Me
of that.
Too.
So, right.
Yeah.
So our mastermind, I'm very great. This is because of my wife and partner. We're about to be named one of the top 5 masterminds on planet. We just passed 50 members. There are only 3 members under a 7 quick start. Most of them are millionaires, multimillionaires. I only mention that because money is energy, and then it'll scale itself because visionaries don't want to hang out with business owners. They don't want that.
Wow.
It's its own flywheel.
That's fantastic.
It's because of directness, and it attracts people that want to do stuff.
Yeah. Give us the website. Do you have a website? Maybe you do.
I don't know. No, I think it's brepicnetwork.org. Brepicnetwork.org.
And it's pronounced BREPIC network.
It is.
.com.
Org.org.
.org. Yep. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it up and then give us the 60 second walkthrough, because I already see your big MTP
It's right the there. Connecting visionaries to serve humanity. So visionaries are the only ones that will make the investment, think big enough to change the world. And then I just like, it's, I like to Paul Revere them to each other so they can save the US from the British. I mean, that's
what, yeah.
Although we do have members from Britain and we do have British people. It's funny. That's funny.
That's so good. And he's a unique dude as well. Mark.
Fujiwara. Mark. So Mark is a 1596 Colby. That makes no sense.
One. I've never met one track one.
Finder. Oh, he neither. And competition maximizer empathy. Are you showing this on the screen? Is that?
Oh, yeah, I'm showing it.
Oh yeah, I'm not looking. So I'm like, why are you talking about Mark?
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm showing.
Okay, he's a 3.8 print like you.
Yeah.
And then he's an only child. Both of his parents are still alive, which is awesome. So he only child. His mom. Chinese American, ruthless dim sum Chinese restaurant owner. Okay. And wow. Then his dad, Japanese American, like a Buddhist monk. And it's all in one person.
Oh my gosh.
He's a unicorn, even among unicorns.
Like unicorn. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Justin, we're going to blow this thing out and share it everywhere, but this was amazing. Okay.
Best PR discussion I've ever had. I'll tell you that right now.
But Whew. Rather than talking about PR, you embodied.
That's what it is. That's what actual PR is, a human term that they didn't know what to do with it.
Thank you for listening to the eMind podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.